As we know from our reading of Scripture, the evangelists Matthew, Mark, and John narrate Matthew's call by our Lord immediately after the cure of the paralytic in Capernaum. We discover that Matthew was a publican in Herod's service and has purchased the right to collect taxes. And this was very attractive to him because of the great opportunity to acquire wealth for himself. In other words, this tax collector Matthew would take money from the people for Herod, and of course, cheating them in order to make something on the side. And yet, perhaps to our amazement, when Jesus passed by the tax collector's booth, he looked at him and he said, "Follow me." And Matthew rose and followed him, which is an invitation, I think, for all of us to pause and reflect on our own vocation. We might answer the question whether we responded just as quickly or if it took us a bit longer. It makes no difference. At some point, we said yes. The painter Caravaggio captures this call in his famous painting of Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. And one of the powerful things about that, to understand the transformation from death to life, is in that painting of Caravaggio, Matthew still has his hand on the bag of money. So he had a temptation, and he had a grace. And we honor him today, because through the power of Jesus Christ present in his life, he was able to overcome the temptation and to accept the grace. Many commentators tell us that the grace which he received in that moment of the call had an immediate effect on Matthew. Because overwhelmed by that grace, commentators say he invited Jesus to a banquet along with some of his friends. Not the best people in town, but they were his friends. And of course, the Pharisees began to wonder why Jesus would eat with these sinners. I'd like to suggest that there's something deeper than just responding to the call. And that is the powerful way that the grace of Almighty God can move in our lives and our hearts when we open our soul to the love of Jesus Christ. When we allow ourselves to hear the gentle whispering of the Holy Spirit. So whether it was because he was simply overjoyed, or the power of the meeting of Jesus was so powerful in his life, he had to celebrate in some way. The scriptures don't tell us. So you can choose, the commentators or me, because obviously I said something different. Just kidding. The lesson here, I think, is obvious, though. Jesus calls those who he wants. St. Therese, the little flower, had a beautiful takeoff on those words. She said, you know, Jesus does not call us because we are worthy, but he calls us because we're the ones that he wants. And the truth, of course, is none of us are worthy. But St. Paul, in the first reading from Ephesians 4, invites us, and perhaps this is what Jesus is calling to us to lead a life worthy of the call that we have received. And that is something that has to be renewed in our lives every single day. It's why we begin our day in the presence of the Lord, opening our hearts to the power of the Word, of the office and Scripture, and of course the blessing of Eucharist. Because the fact is, all of us are sinners. And the Lord, like he came to Matthew, comes to us each day to redeem us. And we are reminded in a very powerful way that God's grace comes to our aid day in and day out. Or as St. Luke says in chapter 19, Jesus comes to save what was lost, to call sinners, and to give life as a ransom for many. And at the end of this particular scripture, Jesus says clearly, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call righteous, but sinners. And we begin to realize as we let these words pour over us that his grace will be sufficient to carry out, even in the most wretched of lives, the power to come to him. And for you and I, his grace was sufficient to invite us into the vocation of religious life. and he has bestowed on us ministry in the various charisms which our communities are called to live out day in and day out. As I share with you, some commentators view the banquet that St. Matthew threw as reflecting on what Jesus had given him. But either way, a tremendous gift. And each of us, we also need to appreciate the wonderful gifts that God has given us and the gifts that God will bring about through our vocation. If you've been a religious sister for more than a year or two, I'm sure you can look back and see the great movements of grace that touch the lives of people. Sometimes you weren't even aware that they needed it, but you touched their lives and they were healed. I had a small example of this the other day. I was preaching at one of our Catholic high schools, and afterwards, one of the teachers came up and said, "You said exactly what I'm going to say in class today." And I said, "Well, Jesus just wanted to make sure that you were prepared, so I gave you the notes." And then a young lady came up and she said, "Father, that's exactly what I needed." And I said, "Well, the Lord was present for both of us, wasn't he? Because he gave me the words to say, and he opened your heart to it." And then a young fellow came up and said, "I want to go to confession." Now, I have to tell you, every time I preach, I don't get that kind of instant response. But it was fun to get it, at least on that occasion. And sisters, I'm sure you can think of many occasions in your own lives when something just as powerful happened. So, as Jesus invites us to this celebration, invites us to take advantage of the opportunities of his grace and blessing, he also invites us, filled with that love, to reach out to others. As he would say, to those who are well, they have no need of a physician, but there are so many sick that your community, this archdiocese, priests around the world, religious around the world, brothers as well, are called to touch the lives, to bring them closer to Christ. Pope Francis would put it this way, we're all called to be missionaries and to accompany those in need. So as Christ teaches us by example to be open to all souls and thereby win many for the faith, let us embrace that. Embrace it in your gathering together. Embrace it in the charism that God has given you. Embrace it in the gifts that Jesus pours into your life for the great good that he desires you would do, even this very day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.